The battle for Florida in the 2004 presidential election is officially underway. Today marks the first day of early voting in some states, including Florida, where thousands are expected to cast their ballots before November 2nd. Here's David Clark in Tallahassee on why he voted early.
Since 2000, I've been anxious to vote against the current administration, and I couldn't wait to do it.
Doesn't mean that Kerry has it in the bag, of course. Here's Andrew Edel, also in Tallahassee.
Well, me, I'm extremely partisan, so I was very eager to come out and vote. I want to be one of the first ones in the country to vote for my man, Bush, so that was my reason.
If you're an early voter, give us a call. Tell us what it was like, why you decided to vote early. Our number is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. You can also email us, TOTN, at npr.org. Joining us now from Leon County Courthouse in Tallahassee, Florida, is Zach Seidenberg, senior producer for Florida Public Radio. He spent much of the day at the courthouse, where voting started at 8:30 this morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Good afternoon. That's back.
Good afternoon. How's it going so far?
It's been a busy morning. There were quite a few early voters out here this morning by about 10:30 or so. Leon County Supervisor of Elections Ion Sancho informed me that about 200-plus Leon County residents had come out to the polls, and it slowed a little bit since then, but now as people are starting to get off from work, the lines are starting to grow again.
Any problems?
Here in Leon County, the Supervisor of Elections, Ion Sancho, has informed me there have not been any problems. However, there have been reports of problems in Palm Beach County and Orange County, where they do use the touchscreen voting machines. There was a brief system crash reported of about 10 minutes in the Orlando area as the polls opened this morning.
I think there was a national shudder as people heard of a problem in Palm Beach County. I also understand that there was an important court decision in Florida today involving what could be an important element of the vote, not just today, but also as late as November 2nd, on provisional ballots.
Taking place today, Congressman Robert Wexler's lawsuit was entering the court where he's asking for printouts from the touchscreen machines that are being used in 15 of the state's largest, most populated counties. But it's speculated that a decision will not be reached in that lawsuit until after the election on November the 2nd.
As I understand it, on the provisional ballot, there was a suit brought that I think the law says that if you go to your place of your polling place and you're not registered, you can cast a provisional ballot. And then there was a lot of confusion between the hurricane and redistricting and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
People might not know their voting place. And the decision, as I understand it, was you have to be at the correct precinct to cast your vote or else it won't be counted.
So I spoke with Leon County Supervisor of Elections, like I said, Ion Sancho, this morning, and we went over that question. Here in early voting, voters must go to the courthouse in Leon County, and then on the election day itself, November 2nd, voters must vote at their precinct. They must go to the specified location that's specified on their voter registration card, and if that is not done, they then request a provisional ballot, which they, I believe, can cast.
Okay. Now there's going to be plenty of lawsuits in Florida and elsewhere before it's all over, so we'll keep sorting them out. I understand Jesse Jackson came in with a busload of students today.
Yes. This morning was quite busy, a bit more busy than it is right now. Jesse Jackson, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, I spoke with him this morning when he brought a busload of college students from Florida A&M University to the courthouse so they could take part in the early voting process, and he was eager to have their votes counted. He said some of them had their votes stolen in the last election, and he wanted to make sure that they were out here early and had their voices heard in terms of who they wanted to vote for.
And is that the reason most people are giving for voting early?
It is. Everyone I've spoken with, the two gentlemen that I interviewed earlier that you aired leading up to the segment, they both said that, you know, they wanted to come out and they wanted to vote for the person that they felt deserved to be in the White House, and they didn't want to wait until November 2nd. They wanted to go ahead on this, the first day of early voting, and have their voices heard.
Did you vote yourself today?
I did. I voted here in Leon County where I live, and we use the optical scan machines, which are different from the touchscreen machines. There's not quite as much controversy with the OptiScan. Basically, it's a two-sided ballot. One side here in Leon County has all of the candidates, and the other side has eight constitutional amendments to amend the state constitution here in Florida. And basically, you fill in a circular bubble with a black magic marker, and when you're completed the ballot, you take it over to the optical scan machine, and you feed it through the machine, and it will tell you that your ballot has been counted and that your vote has been received, and then you're finished.
Hmm. Well, Zach Seidenberg, thank you very much for being with us, and thank you for providing that tape we played earlier.
Sure, no problem.
Zach Seidenberg is a senior producer at Florida Public Radio. He was with us by phone from the Leon County Courthouse in Tallahassee, Florida. And joining us now here in Studio 3A is Elizabeth Schneider, a writer and researcher for electionline.org. She's going to be talking with us about the pros and cons of early voting. Thanks very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
How many states allow early voting?
Right now, 35 states allow early voting, meaning that 15 states do not. And the exception is Oregon, which is an all-mail-in state. Mm-hmm. So voters just vote by mail.
Everybody votes early, essentially, in Oregon.
Basically, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And looking at the map, if you're in the western part of the United States, you're mm-hmm. much more likely to have early voting than in the
east.
Okay.
Correct.
Many states also allow no-excuse absentee voting. In the old days, you had to give a reason why you were voting absentee. No longer?
Correct. In 25 states, they allow no excuse absentee voting, while 26 states still do require voters who wish to vote absentee to have an excuse. Mm-hmm. That can be anything from, you know, being out of the state on the date or unable to get to the polling stations due to a disability, out of working, out of town, these kind of
having
issues.
Having an operation that day, all
right.
Those kinds of things. Yep. Now, what are seen as the benefits of early voting?
Well, both parties, both Democrats and Republicans, have definitely touted and encouraged early voting. One of the reasons is it is seen as a way to increase voter turnout. Voters who, you know, have to take off an hour during the workday to go and vote might face long lines at the polling station and are working, you know, are operating under a time constraint. And also been argued that lower income voters who might have difficulties with either transportation or childcare, they'll be able to.
That sound you hear is her cell phone ringing.
Pardon me.
While you deal with that, let's get a caller on the line. Lydia is with us from Chattanooga in Tennessee.
Hi. I just was calling because I have been volunteering this election season for one of the candidates. And as we saw early voters start last week, we were getting reports that the lines were an hour to 2 hour long for early voting. And I got kind of scared that on the day of the election, I would have to wait, and I can't afford to wait. I'm a school teacher, and I have to be in school. So I went ahead and early voted for fear that if I didn't, I might not be able to vote during the election day. And more people in Chattanooga are, that's a trend we're seeing them take, because there's a fear that you'll be standing in line for hours if you don't early vote.
And was there a line when you went to early vote?
I went on a Saturday morning when they first opened. So, no, I was first one in. I didn't want to wait.
Okay. Lydia, thanks very much for the phone call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And as we continue now with Elizabeth Schneider of electionline.org, and one of the possible drawbacks to early voting that I've heard is that people like Lydia, ordinarily there's sort of this mass effect of you know, everybody going to the poll mm-hmm. on mm-hmm. election day. Mm-hmm. If diehards like her are not going to the polls, mm-hmm. then maybe mm-hmm. people who are sort of ambivalent might not join her.
Correct. This is, again, the advantage, some say, of early voting is that you can basically choose your time and date to go and cast your ballot, whereas obviously on election day you have that one day to vote. I know that when they were doing early voting in several states before, they had such a mass turnout that they were surprised by the turnout. But a lot of states are anticipating a very large turnout of early voters. So, yes, voters could potentially face long lines both on Election Day and both on the first day, obviously, in Florida for early voting.
Now, I saw one opinion poll which said 3% of us have said they already voted. How many Americans are expected to have cast their votes before November 2nd?
That's actually a very difficult statistic to get because states don't compile those numbers. Counties compile those numbers. So you would actually have to go county by county and figure that out. So it has been, it's difficult to get an overall picture, but there's definitely a higher percentage of voters voting earlier this year.
Okay, even though the phone isn't ringing, let's see if we get another call.
Okay, sure thing.
Tony's with us from Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
How y'all doing?
All right.
Great, yeah. Well, I voted early here in Murfreesboro. We've had lines. If you can only wait an hour, you're doing good. The but we haven't seen anybody get out of line. We've had 20% increase in registered voters in this county. And so what we've been encouraging everybody to go, so if there's a problem with your voter registration, they say you can't vote, you have time to go down to the election commission, straighten it out, and go vote again.
Oh, there's a reason to go vote early, Elizabeth.
Okay,
thanks, Tony. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. The question really, I guess, involves the campaigns. I mean, getting the rhythm right used to be, you know, let's all go now.
Right.
But now is, 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be hard for people to master.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what happens.
Okay. Elizabeth Schneider, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Elizabeth Schneider, writer and researcher for electionline.org. She joined us here in Studio 3A. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.